You don't have to look at the calendar to know we're headed into the long 4th of July weekend. Just go out in your backyard and listen for the sounds of fireworks. Backyard fireworks celebrations got lots bigger with the Michigan Fireworks Safety Act of 2011. But legally bought bigger fireworks made for a lot of noise complaints, and lawmakers have been tweaking things since then. Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta is here to tell us what we can and cannot do when we light up the night. Rick, just kind of remind us what that 2011 law did.
Right. Well, what it did was it created a block of days around federal holidays, most of them around the July 4th holiday, that said, here's when you can shoot off fireworks, blow up fireworks without local ordinances getting in the way. And it set parameters that you can't shoot them off after 11 p.m. You know, we're talking about big fireworks. And so
yeah, because didn't it let us buy bigger fireworks? So instead of trundling to Ohio to get stuff we didn't use to be able to buy, it was available here.
Yeah, which meant that fireworks sellers in Michigan benefited. And as a matter of fact, one of their complaints about this new version of the law is that it created new restrictions on when they can be sold. And they say, well, that's great for the big fireworks dealers, but not so great for small businesses.
So there's been tweaking since 2011. We almost immediately started getting a lot of public complaining about noises.
So I would dare say that arguing over what should and should not be allowed about fireworks in Michigan is as traditional as shooting them off on July 4th.
Very true. In fact, we're going to hear a lot more about that later in today's Stateside. So what is new this year? When they've been making tweaks, was that in response to the complaints about noise?
Yeah, that was part of it, that there are problems. And I think there are two major ones. One is pets, that sometimes the big fireworks disturbed pets and made them nervous and antsy and bothersome. And also veterans. People who had served in combat, and these loud explosions were something of a trigger. And so the decision was made at the policymaking level that if we can't ban them, at least we can offer some predictability as to when they would be allowed and not allowed based on – I mean, local governments would still have to pass the ordinances, but you know, you can go and lobby your local government about doing it. And what it said, though, is no matter where you are, no matter where you go up north on vacation, there are going to be periods of time when they're allowed, but then it's after – you know, other than that, it's a local decision.
Okay. So this year, isn't it true they've cut back on the number of days then that we can shoot off unrestricted fireworks when local governments cannot tell you no? What did we go from and what do we have now?
Well, I mean, all told, it used to be 30 days surrounding, you know, these federal holidays, and now it's shrunk down to 12. So it's a lot fewer, and so you can create more restrictions where people's peace and quiet won't be disturbed if local governments want it.
Right. And so this year we got from June 29th to July 5th to launch fireworks without getting in trouble, this unrestricted period. And how late can we go?
11:45 p.m. 11:46, you're in trouble.
Okay. You look like a sparkler.
I was going to say, I am so boring. I'm a sparkler guy.
So am I. Michigan Radio's Rick Pluta. Happy 4th. Thank you so much.
Same to you.